It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm awesome because today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday.
Yes, it is. What would you like to talk about?
Well, but I forgot to ask you, how are you, Mildred?
I'm great.
Yeah, and well, Penelope's friend... She, at school,
okay.
She celebrates the Lunar New Year. And it's going on right now. It's for like 15 days. And she wears a really pretty red dress every day. A different pretty red dress.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Pinky, do you know what the New Year Lunar celebration is?
Not exactly, but I'm going to take a guess at it because I know the word lunar has to do with the moon.
You're absolutely correct, Pinky, and that's what determines the beginning of the Lunar New Year celebration. It has to do with the different phases of the moon itself.
Yeah, because the moon does not have any light of its own. The only way the moon lights up is because the sun is shining on it and makes a shiny, bright, silvery moon by the light of the silvery moon. Yeah, and it just depends on where the moon is and what shape the moon becomes the light that is reflected.
Right.
But anyway, so when does it start?
It starts at the first new moon after January 21st, and this year that was the new moon. And the Lunar New Year this year it's called the Year of the Rabbit.
The Year of the Rabbit. Oh yeah, last year was the Year of the Tiger.
That's right.
And you know, I know the legend about where it came from.
Oh, please do tell.
Yeah. There's a legend that there's this underwater beast, and on that New Year's Eve, that new moon, it comes out of the water, and it's not all that nice. So what they do is they dress up in red, and they scare it, and they make a lot of noise and firecrackers, and they make fireworks sometimes, and that scares the beast away.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of tradition behind that, and that they put red in their house, and also, it's a time to clean the house. It's a big tradition. You want to clean all of the negative energy out of the house. You clean the entire house. And there's another tradition. You don't cut your hair.
Okay.
And you know, and then in February, they have, at the end of the festival, they have the Great Lantern Release.
Yeah, I never understand. That one looks like fire hazard to me.
Perhaps.
But here's the thing, Mildred. The moon goes around the earth in like 28 days.
Correct.
But the moon goes around the earth 13 times in a year. There's only 12 months. So the lunar calendar is different from the calendar we go by.
Right, the solar calendar has to do with the Earth going around the sun, and that takes 12 months.
Yeah, and that's that whole thing we've explained it before.
That's okay, go ahead.
When the Greeks and the Romans were first making the calendar, they thought there were only 10 months. So that's why October sounds like eight, right? Eight octopus, eight, no, October's the 10th month. November sounds like 9. No, November's the 11th month. December sounds like 10 decimal. Decimal. No, it's not the 10th month. It's the 12th month because I figured out later that there's 12 months it takes for the Earth to go around the sun. So they added January and February. But anyway, the lunar cycle is 13 times around the Earth the moon goes in 1 year, not 12.
All right, and some people still go by a lunar calendar.
How about that?
I mean, if you take it further, in 300 years, solar years.
Yeah, the solar years with the Earth going around 300 times.
Right, that would be 309 lunar years.
Yeah, there's some mathematical craziness going on there. That's over my head.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right, do you have a pretty poem, please?
I do. All right, Pinky, I found this anonymous piece, and it says, "For you in the new year, I wish happiness deep down within, serenity with each sunrise, success in each facet of your life, family beside you, close and caring friends, health inside you, and love that never ends."
Yeah, Mildred, that's very sweet. Love is all around you. Love is all around me.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, happy Lunar New Year.
You too, Pinky.
I love you.
I love you.